The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speaking, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear immediately. So he went on to say, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins, saying to them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they did in trading. And the first came forward and said, sir, your gold coins have earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in very small matters. Take charge of 10 cities. And the second came forward and said, your gold coins, sir, have earned 5 more. To this servant he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. And he said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in the bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing around, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said, sir, he already has 10 coins. But he replied, I tell you, everyone who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for the enemies of mine, who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and slay them before me. And after he said this, Jesus proceeded on his journey to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing how when we remember stories and we tell stories, how each of us will remember the story somewhat differently. Think about it. When you're in a gathering and you begin to tell a story of something that happened many years ago and somebody else will interrupt you and say, not exactly. This is the way it really happened. So we remember stories in different ways. That's important to keep in mind because this gospel reading from Luke is a remembrance of a story that Jesus told. And this is the Church of Luke remembering the story that Jesus told about the coins and investing the coins and this corrupt king. That appears also in the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and it happened to be the text for last Sunday's gospel. So I preach on that last Sunday. However, as Matthew's church remembered it, it was not a king, it was a master. And he didn't have 10 servants. He had 3 servants, and one he gave 5 talents, it says, 5 talents. To another he gave 2, and to one, the last one, he gave 1 talent. And they went through the same dynamic here. Two of them invested in Matthew's gospel, and they made more money. And the third one was fearful, and he didn't invest. He gave back to the master, and the master banished him, condemned him. The same thing happens here. The critical point, by the way, which will come up in the homily on this coming Sunday, because both of them come, last Sunday's gospel and next Sunday's gospel, come from the 25th chapter of Matthew, and we'll be talking in sequence about that this coming Sunday. But the key to understanding this is there was no healthy relationship between the king and the servants. They did not want him to be their king. He was a corrupt man. He gathered what he did not sow. He picked up what he did not lay down. He's clearly not an honest man. And he has no relationship with them, except he has a business relationship. That's what he has, a business relationship. So if you make money, we'll keep you. You're a good and faithful servant if you make money. If you don't make money, you're banished. I'll speak about that on Sunday, but let me make one point here. There's a certain kind of subtle violence involved here that is not uncommon even today. Years and years and years ago, when I was a young priest and I worked down at the Archdiocese, one of my jobs was director of insurance, and we had a very large menu of insurance. We had $1 billion of buildings and contents to be insured, and all the liabilities involved, as well as property insurance. We had liability. We had about 3,000 automobiles, and we had 13,000 employees. All the parishes and schools, they're all collected under one insurance umbrella. And I managed that while I was down at the Archdiocese. For 11 years, I managed that. But it meant that I was involved in the business community of downtown. And of course, account managers would love to take me out to lunch to keep the account going. We had various accounts. And I came to see something that is so easy to miss. And that is a kind of a subtle violence that is reflected in this gospel. That is that we have some business downtown, and they get a new CEO. 35-year-old MBA from Chicago arrives in Los Angeles, and he's going to reorganize this company. So this man who is 60 years old and has been producing for this company for many, many years, but he doesn't fit in. Because all that matters is the bottom line. That's all that matters. People are just pawns to really make the machine work. So since this man doesn't fit in, he terminates him. And but the man says, my wife is sick, or my children, I won't be able to pay for them to go to school. Doesn't matter. The bottom line, that's what matters. That's this gospel. You see, it's a business relationship. You're a good and faithful servant if you become like me. Somewhat corrupt, you make money, then you're fine. You don't make money, you're banished. Keep that in mind. It certainly is a long way from the kingdom of God. And on Sunday, we'll speak about the kingdom of God. How to not use one another for our own gain, but to bless God's presence in the other person. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.